Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, just as a heads up, I shared with you guys the other day that I'm having some issues with, I have Visalign, let's put it that way, in the bottom row of my mouth. So if I sound a little lispy, there's nothing going on here, okay? I just wanted to make sure, so before people find fault with me, at least they know what they're finding fault. Now, most times, 9 times out of 10, it's straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel. Of course, we all understand that. But I know also, if you do a Google search on Bradley Dean and check me out on Wikipedia, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about, because almost 100% of what they say, even including my name, friends, they get it wrong, and they get it wrong on purpose. And it's interesting, with all that information that they got on Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that I can honestly say I've only been interviewed by probably 2 of those people, New York Times being one of them, and the rest of them just attacking me without question, because, again, what they want to do is they want to set the narrative, put that up against John 8:44, right? Everybody knows that. Just making sure Brad's not lisping, okay? Brad's got Visalign on the bottom of his teeth. Just want to make clear. For the rest of you, first of all, thank you for joining us today. We're having some technical issues on Tim Brown's, and he was actually going to take the show today, and I just got the heads up literally probably about 3 minutes ago. Bradley, I'm having technical issues. You got to take the show. Okay. And why? Because I just got back from the dentist. Okay. That's why. I mean, it's not like I've taken a whole bunch of days off over the last, 13, 14, 15 months. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, I haven't taken off one day. Why? Because I know that we can do this. And I know that the eternal price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And I'm talking about, what is the price of vigilance? Eternal vigilance. What's the price of freedom? I'm sorry, Thomas Jefferson said eternal vigilance. Okay, so that's what we're doing here. With that said, what we're going to be covering in just a couple minutes, friends, is, you know, there's a lot of gossip. There's a lot of people in the professed church in America today that, well, that's all they do is talk about other people. They have nothing better to do except gossip. And Scripture is very clear that it's carnal in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I'm talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 3. They're carnal men. And it's come to my attention several times that Bradley Dean and Chuck Baldwin, well, they're a problem out there. And what they're saying about, namely, a group called the Black Robe Regiment, who's a satanic organization, well, you just can't take them for face value on that. We got to find fault, again, without asking any questions, just assuming that what this person is saying about me and Chuck Baldwin happens to be true. Now, I'm saying this for the very purpose that Scripture is very clear when it tells you that if you have a problem with your brother, you're supposed to go to your brother. People in the professed church don't do that. And why don't they do that? Because they're lacking Christ. And Christ is not going to bear witness to their lie. So we're going to cover an organization that some woman out there in the professed church is out there saying is a satanic organization called the Black Robe Regiment. I'm here to tell you, first and foremost, and this is great history for all of us, that that is the furthest thing from the truth. Okay, the Black Robe Regiments are the unsung heroes of the American War of Independence. Just again, making clear everybody understands. So we can set the record straight, and what we want to do is we want to do what the Lord tells us to do in the right fashion, and confront the issues and set the record straight, because in Malachi 2:6 it tells us that the law of truth is in our mouth. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little bit of that in just a couple minutes here, okay? It's called the Black Robe Regiment. They're the unsung heroes of the War of Independence, which is a better way of saying than the American Revolution, because it was the war for independence. Just ask the 13 colonies and the less than 3% of the population and 56 signers that warred against the tyrant across the pond called Tyrant King George, right? Okay, so with that said, let's jump over to Sons of Liberty Radio and check it out. Folks, go ahead and check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. That shows you who we are, what we've done, shows you the fruit in the basket, not talking about what needs to be done. We're busy doing it. We're showing the world our faith by our works, right? James 2:14 through 26. And if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. We're looking at Colorado, Arizona. We're already booked out in California right now for the month of July. We're going to be back in Michigan in July, and we're also going to be in Wisconsin in July. Yes, folks, this is how quick it goes. If you want to be a part of that, and you just happen to be on that trail from here to California, to Colorado, Arizona, or Wisconsin, that big loop we're going to be doing in July here, you can go ahead and give us a call and book us now. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to go over to and jump onto sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do so over there as well. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll see the social media platforms on the right. Of course, what's on the left, you have 10 to 15 articles every day combating the lies in the mainstream media on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, friends, don't forget to subscribe on that page. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Just got loaded up. Sorry for the late start this morning as far as social media platforms go, but if you go over to beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front left side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. If you'd like to call us at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, I just wanted to make sure everybody understood. Again, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes. Again, if you want to call in, friends, we love hearing from you. Pro or con, it really matters not. We're here to contend for the faith, either pro or con. Correction, instructions in righteousness, or reproof, 2 Timothy 3:16. Or it can be for your admonition, or it can be for your chastisement, or whatever the case may be, okay? So we're here to contend for the faith. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to do is I just want to kind of put a little salt on your tongue, because there's been some talk going back and forth from a woman in the church whose whole message is gloom and doom. And it's interesting. It's almost like it's a bad thing to talk about hope, to preach hope, yet that's all we're supposed to be preaching anyways, is hope in Christ, not gloom and doom, because gloom and doom belongs to people that refuse correction and chastisements of the Lord. And that's what she likes to hang on to. And she preaches the message of the world to the body of Christians, they call themselves, that will listen to her. Well, we're going to correct her thinking as she attacks me and Chuck Baldwin. It's called the Black Robe Regiment. She said it's a satanic organization. I'll lay it to your candor. You be the judge. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, we're going to be talking about the Black Robe Regiment really quick. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. As I was sharing with you just a couple minutes ago, it's come to my attention that there's an individual in what they call the body of Christ, which is the lack of Christianity, from down south that's attacking me and Chuck Baldwin and trying to equate the Black Robe Regiment as a satanic organization. Now, if that doesn't tell you how people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, I don't know what is. Okay, she's calling preachers that were sent by God, handpicked by God, to go confront the powers that were tolerated during that time, or in that particular time, not tolerated by the people, and making the colonies aware. The Sons of Liberty, Samuel Adams, was the head of an organization called the Correspondence of Committee, which meant the 13 colonies were continuously working together to keep everybody aware of what was going on concerning what was going on, or namely under the command of that of the tyrant across the pond named King George. And it was the preachers that, you know, we always hear about our forefathers, and praise God for every one of them. But the fact of the matter is, friends, it wasn't just the forefathers that were the hero of the War of Independence. It was the preachers of the day. And again, they were called the Black Robe Regiment. Okay? They were called the Black Robe Regiment because the king across the pond thought, well, if he gives a word to browbeat them, to give them a definition, to demean them, maybe people will take heed to him over who they really were. Well, the preachers of the day, the Black Robe Regiment, they took that as a badge of honor that he went after them in the first place. It's like in the modern day version of what I'm talking about. It's like when SPLC calls you a hate group, or the ACLU calls you a hate group. Folks, that's a badge of honor today because it shows you who's doing the hating, and it's not the preachers of the day. It's those that call themselves the ACLU or the SPLC in a thousand different organizations that are subversive to American government, that are tolerated by the people in this country. Why? Only the Lord knows, because I don't. But that's what was going on with the Black Robe Regiment. They were called the Black Robe Regiment because they continuously exposed the king for his tyrannical order, namely mainly over the colonies, and they were going to have none of it, okay? And, of course, they were, matched that up to Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. They were exposing the Joker for who he was. And again, it was the preachers of the day doing their job. In stark contrast to what you're seeing in America today. The very things that were not tolerated, as a matter of fact, friends, if you go to Williamsburg, Virginia, and you get a little lesson from one of the historian actors in Williamsburg, they will tell you, just again, making clear that people understand their history, they will tell you that the colonies during that particular time were ruled by canon law. They were ruled by ecclesiastical law. By the Torah, God's Ten Commandments. That's common law in America. That's why you see Moses and the Ten Commandments. That's why you see every state preamble acknowledging what? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's why politicians put their hand on the Bible and swear to God and man that they'll uphold the enumerated laws. That's why you see Christian crosses over the heads of our fallen veterans. That's why you see Leviticus 25, verse 10 on the Liberty Bell. That's why you see the Declaration of Independence in the left arm of the Statue of Liberty, which makes four references to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, so I can just go on for hours talking about our history here, but again, I want you to understand your history directly from those that have written their history. Okay? Again, if you go to Williamsburg, you go to Jamestown. Matter of fact, let me take you over to Jamestown for a moment, friends. You go over to Jamestown, what do you see? You see a replica of the Mayflower. Has anybody taken the time to read the Mayflower Compact? That would be considered the Declaration of Independence to our forefathers. It was called the Mayflower Compact, and it does nothing but smack of the church. It smacks of the pulpit in a big, major way. So our forefathers who were raised under Puritan preachers, the ones responsible for writing the Declaration of Independence, when you look at the preamble or Declaration of Independence, equating it to now and the one that they had, the Mayflower Compact, you will understand why there is no dispute when I say that we are a Christian nation. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And don't come back to me and talk about Tripoli or Tripoli. To me, okay? You have no idea what you're talking about. It's not a repudiation of the fact that we are a Christian people. 86% of the people in this country today, though there's about less than 1% of the real deal in this country, 86% of the people have deceived themselves in this country to believe that we are Christians. But the fact of the matter is they are adhering to their tradition. That means attached to old customs, their history. And that's about all the history that most of them know, by the way. So, getting you back to the replica of the Mayflower Compact in Jamestown. Guess what you see, friends? When you get off that, you see that little replica right there in Virginia of the Mayflower Compact. It's interesting. You'd get off the boat, and what's the first thing you see? You see a little town that has walls around it. And the first thing that you see when you walk into that little town is what? It's the first thing that you have to see when you walk into that little town in Jamestown. Guess what it is, friends? It's a little church. And guess what happens when you walk inside of that church, Americans? The first thing you see is on the left side, Acts 2:38. Acts 2:38. What do you see on the right side? The Ten Commandments of God. Okay? Then you can go over to Yorktown and you can see all the statutes honoring our Christian president during that time. Okay? This is all still, it's been there since the inception of this country, since the birth of this country, and nothing's changed. Everything about us, folks, has the Lord's fingerprints all over us, and I love it. I really do. As a matter of fact, going over to the forerunners of the War of Independence, the Black Robe Regiment, one individual down south wants to tease people that it's a satanic organization. Nothing could be further from the truth, okay? Thomas Paine, author and founder, okay? 1777, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it, and whether we defeat the enemy in one battle or by degrees, the consequence will be the same. That's right. Okay, but who gives freedom? That's the question that needs to be begged here. Our rights come from God, and if we're willing to fight for our rights, 1 Timothy 6:12, guess what, friends? We're going to maintain the freedoms that we have. But don't forget that there are hundreds of thousands, millions that have gone before us that have laid themselves on the altar of sacrifice, fighting the good fight of faith, sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. Who was it? Was it Satanists doing that? Or was it Christian men doing that? It was Christian men that were doing that. It was Christian women that were doing that, friends. Had nothing to do with Satanists. Okay? And I want to say this to make clear, too. I know people all over the country, especially listening to the hires, those that are listening to the hirelings of the day, John 10:12. I know that you've been getting a mouthful of ignorance from the hirelings in the pulpit. And I want to tell you something. Those hirelings in the pulpit have no business being in the pulpit, because they're the ones that are opening the doors for the wolves to come in and fleece and devour the sheep. They're not there fighting off the wolves. No, they're the ones giving the information of what the wolves are doing, rather than doing what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing. Okay? Now, people, you need to understand something. The Bible says that Satan is as a lion. It doesn't say that he is a lion. He's as a roaring lion. Okay? He copies everything that my big brother does, the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. But I want you to make clear that his neck, the adversary of our souls, Satan himself, is under the foot of Jesus Christ, under the cross. Okay? He is a defeated foe. But what do we hear from all day in the professed church? Oh, what the devil's doing, especially from ignorant women. And now you understand why it tells us in the book of Corinthians that in these particular cases, namely the one that I'm highlighting today, why women need to shut their mouths in the church. Why? Because they don't know what they're talking about. And the Bible says they're supposed to go home and learn from their husbands. Now, I want to say this. Listen carefully. Satan mocks everything Christ does. He's as a roaring lion. I want to tell you who the roaring lion is. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. His name is Jesus Christ. And the fact of the matter is, if we are in Jesus Christ, we are overcoming. And folks, I want to tell you, by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us, go over to Hebrews 12:2, go over to 1 John 5:4, and you will understand. When you hear people preach a backwards message of hopelessness and gloom and doom, why don't you consider the source, number one, and number two, why don't you ask them where they're getting the information from? Because I can tell you right now, if they're preaching a message of hopelessness, it's not from the Word of God, because that's all the Word of God preaches, folks. I'm going to get to this. I'm looking forward to it. The lion of the tribe of Judah, he's the one that's in control. The government is upon his shoulders. My daddy, his feet, the earth is his footstool, and the heavens is his throne. Don't ever forget that. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Powerful storms and life-threatening flash floods are endangering people along the Gulf Coast. The National Weather Service has put out a hazardous weather outlook for parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas all week. The Weather Service also issuing a flash flood emergency in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where some reported up to a foot of rain Monday. Houses and streets are flooded and cars are stranded as rainfall totals are expected to reach the threshold for a 100-year event. After getting a tour of a Ford electric vehicle facility in Dearborn, Michigan, President Biden is pushing his new infrastructure plan.
Our infrastructure is ranked like 38 in the world. This is the United States of America, for God's sake. We're going to put Americans to work modernizing our roads, our highways, our ports, our airports, rails, and transit systems.
USA Radio News. More retailers continuing to follow the science and say bye-bye to the masks.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals, unless required by local mandate. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will be able to work without masks, though CVS says it will still require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday said he opposes a bipartisan agreement that was announced last week to create an independent commission with subpoena power to investigate the January 6th Capitol breach. McCarthy saying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not negotiating in good faith and trying to politicize the commission. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check reference on some of the comments that I made during the last segment, 1 Corinthians 14:35, read it carefully if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We got Tom calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Hello?
Yes, hello, Bradley. I said, stop the world, let me get off. It's the twilight zone every day I wake up with all the news in the world. Hey, I was wondering if you could expound on the a very misunderstood separation of church from state. I mean, your viewers and listeners probably understand it just perfectly. Mm-hmm. I do for myself. I'm not very articulate at explaining it,
okay.
But it's such a misconstrued, writings of our founders, you know?
It totally is. So that's what you want me to do. I can do that really quick.
Thanks.
Yep, you're welcome. Thanks for the call. 1-866-582-9933. Let me go back to just to highlight what Tom just said from Tennessee. What Harry Truman said, he said the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount, okay? The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. He said, I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. Oh, he's exactly right. He's totally right. Now, you've all heard separation of church and state. And by the way, the ACLU got busted for omitting portions of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I don't know if everybody's aware of that. And of course, nothing happened to them because the good guys called the conservatives and professed Christians, well, they just called it a misunderstanding. They didn't know what they were doing over there. It's interesting because their enemies don't act like that, right? That's why you have a left, okay? You have a bunch of capitulators compromising, gutting the pith and marrow of your God-given rights that men fought, bled, and died to give us, and this is what you get. You got an ACLU today, which is a communist organization Charles Baldwin, the founder of that organization, said that the end of the ACLU is communism. You heard separation of church and state from the mainstream media's useful idiots, the revisionists, and the likes of the ACLU, which, by the way, is a subversive organization to the U.S. Constitution. Now, if you go back to Thomas Jefferson, he was the one, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said, the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Now, I didn't make that up. I could go to Alexander Hamilton. I could go to William Blackstone, who said no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Nothing's changed. You can still go look at your state preamble to confirm the very things that I'm sharing with you even now, friends. I just, you know, that's the problem. People just take it for face value rather than doing their own homework. And then they wonder why they're confused. They wonder why they're being trodden down by the enemies within that don't have a lawful right in doing so. Okay? So let me go to the next step. Lines between church and state. I don't think I've ever heard that before. Where did you hear that from? Well, you heard it from some teacher that doesn't know what they're talking about in a public school. Is that right? You're hearing it from the mainstream media if you have subjected yourself to a cesspool of indoctrination through the mainstream media. Am I right? Or you even go to the professed church today, and what do you hear? You hear a bunch of hirelings telling you what is not true. The law of truth is not in their mouth, friends. They're basically parroting what they're hearing from the mainstream media. And keep in mind, a preacher has no business sitting down in front of a TV. Read James 4:4 when you get a moment. Okay? So, again, with what I said during the last segment and the first segment, I want to bring this to a bit of a closure so I can get back over to the Black Robe Regiment. But the lines erected between wall and state, you ready for this? They're there to protect the church from the state. They're there to protect the church from the state. The state has no business intermeddling with the institution of the church. Here we go. Nowhere in the U.S. Constitution do you find lines between church and state. Nowhere in your Bill of Rights that come from God do you see or hear or read lines between church and state. Nowhere in the Declaration of Independence, nowhere in any founding documents can you find the phrase separation of church and state. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to correct me in front of 153 cities. Thomas Jefferson used in a letter to Nehemiah Dodge, Ephraim Robbins, and Stephen Nelson, a committee of the Danbury Association in Danbury, Connecticut, a Baptist church in Dayton, Connecticut in 1802. This is what Thomas Jefferson said. The First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state. An erected wall of separation between church and state. That wall, said Thomas Jefferson, is a one-dimensional wall. It keeps the government from running the church, but it makes sure that Christian principles will always stay in government. Now, I want to go back to the ACLU where you hear this lie from really quick. Congress shall make no law, dot, dot, dot. This is what the ACLU had on their website. They omitted what the First Amendment said. Okay, ACLU version, Congress shall make no law, dot, 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 abridging the freedom of speech. That's what they wrote. And the people let them get away with it. Your Bill of Rights says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the Christian umbrella. Okay? For foreigners to come into America and attempt to establish their God within our government, they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. So be careful of that. We see that more from the Muslim religion right now than any other. Okay? But Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Again, the separation of church and state? Nowhere. But you hear people parrot it all day long. The Constitution of the former Soviet Union, Article 52, listen carefully. It's communism. In the USSR, the church is separated from the state and the school from the church. Oh, and one more point I want to make. James Wilson, Supreme Court Justice, drafter of the Constitution, also a signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, far from being rivals or enemies, religion, Christianity, and law are twin sisters. Of course they are. Put that up against Romans 3:31. And mutual assistance in indeed these two sciences run into each other. Science is the study of creation, right? When scientists say they discovered something and then try to get rid of God, shows you what's going on here today. Science is the study of creation. Scientists, men, get involved and discover what God created, and then they want to say, let's get rid of God. It's the same mentality that communists take on today. And why is it? Because they want to be God. Okay? And it's what you're seeing today. By the way, your rights come from the creator, not from the state. I'll end with this. Roger Baldwin, founder of the American Civil Liberties Union, said, I am for socialism and disarmament. Is that what's happening today? Well, there you have it. And ultimately for abolishing the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, right? Can we say eminent domain? The abolition of proprietary class and the sole control of those who produce the wealth. Communism is the goal. Who said that? Roger Baldwin, founder of the ACLU. One more point. Did you know that during the foundations of this country, just to solidify this more so Tom can give somebody a punch of knowledge, isn't it interesting that Thomas Jefferson said the two books that he wanted in public schools were the Bible and Watts hymnals? Did you know that? Most people didn't. No, that's right. And therein lies the problem. Again, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Okay, we need to get educated because folks, the stupidity that we deal with in this country, you need to understand that it first came from the church. The ignorance came from the church, right? Because again, remember, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. Everything you seek concerning corruption in the church. In the church first and foremost is where it starts. But when you look at corruption in government, guess where it started? It started in the church, right? And the Bible's clear in 1 Corinthians, friends, that if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. Guess what the church is failing to do? To judge itself. They're saying, thou shalt not judge. They're twisting scripture the way Satan twisteth scripture. And it shows you who they're listening to. Therefore, it shows you who their father is. Okay? So let's get back over to this. I remember when I first got into ministry, I just got to go back and give you what I've been through. Because to go outside of that, friends, is to, well, to preach what I've not been a partaker of. I can't give you my testimony. I want to stick to my testimony. It's always safest there. As a matter of fact, Paul said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought in me. Okay, so let's stick to my testimony. When I first got into ministry, I was approached and asked to attend a youth group to give my testimony, and of course, I obliged. I also remember after giving my testimony that week, I began to hear over and over again about the youth pastor as to what they were going to do in reaching the up-and-coming generation. This is all I heard from this guy is what he's going to do week after week. And I stomached that for about, probably 3 to 6 months. And I said, I'm done with this. Folks, it drug out, as I just said, month after month, at which point I said I had enough. Okay, so here I am preparing Colossians 2:7-18 to bring about the answers, Isaiah 6:8, to the world, John 4:35. And this guy is talk, and even more talk. And I'm not built to sit around a church building and pacify and deceive myself by merely taking about what needs or talking about what needs to be done, folks. No, I'm outside the camp bearing the reproach of Christ, and that's where we should all be. Now, for the record, when I first got saved, I was studying Charles Spurgeon, John Knox, Martin Luther, I still do, Charles Finney, John Wesley, Jonathan Edwards, John Calvin, Smith Wigglesworth, John Alexander Dowie, William and Catherine Booth. The list goes on, the generals of God, right? Why would I go to them? Well, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 13:7 that we're supposed to follow those that have gone before us in the faith. And I want to tell you something. When you study those guys out compared to what you see today, there's a definite difference between the church in America from the founding era to the present, which, by the way, is perfectly teed up to now get you into the meat and bones. I'll take some of these calls right after the break, and we will get back to the topic talking about the Black Robe Regiment, ordained and anointed of God, Isaiah 10:27, to break the yoke of bondage. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, folks, I want to remind you, because I usually shoot from the hip concerning what you're hearing through the mainstream media's useful idiots. You did hear about how they're starting to desensitize the people in hopes that you'll believe what they have to say, that Target and other corporations now are letting people to come in without their masks if they've been vaccinated. Now you understand, mask off, as to who's trying to divide the American people. Don't forget about Dr. Reiner, right? Fulmich heads up a team of 1,000 attorneys and over 10,000 medical experts in legal proceedings against WHO and world representatives for crimes against humanity concerning this whole pandemic. Okay, so they can go ahead and call people theorists all they want, but you better tell that to 1,000 attorneys and over 10,000 medical experts in the medical field that are now going after those that have been propagandizing the globe. Okay, we better get our game on, and we better stay alert and vigilant right now to make sure that these criminals are brought to charge concerning their crimes against humanity, because what they're trying to do to you in America right now is they are trying to normalize the crime. They want you to think that you're free while you're still in a cage. Nope, there's no cages here in this country. As long as we're doing the right thing, we act right, we are right under God, and we have to fight the good fight of faith in the sense of dealing with these tyrants, because they're dangerous people. We're going to get back to the main topic in a moment. We got Paul coming in from Louisiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I agree with you, brother. The people need to wake up and see the whole picture. This started a long time ago. It just started when the new president came into effect. The Democratic Party has been trying to program the people for a long time now.
Okay.
I agree. I'm a Marine Corps vet, and I'll stand up for the country, because it was built on God we trust.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, in doing so, that's what's going to divide the bad guy from the good guy. For the sake of time, we're going to stick to the topic here, friends. I want to play this for you really quick, and we may have a part two of this. But, again, I just want to show you what we've done here over at the Sons of Liberty Radio. And you'll hear the audio if you can't see it. And this is the Black Robe Regiment, and these are kids acting out in such a fashion.
Preachers in the Black Robe Regiment. I hope you enjoy it.
Getting your history from children, right?
Today we're going to talk about one of the men from the Black Robe Regiment. His name was James Caldwell. Well, James Caldwell was a chaplain in the military. Well, one time at this particular battle, he heard his men counting, "Wadding, give us wadding." So what does James Caldwell do? He jumps on his horse, and he rides to the nearest church, and he packs his arms with Isaac Watts' hymns book. Well, you see, back then, muskets were really good weapons, but without wadding, there was nothing more than a club. So James Caldwell gets on his horse, he rides back to his men, and he said to the men, he said, "Tear the pages out, use them for wadding." And all the while, when they're taking that wadding, shoving it down there and fire, he's saying, "Give them watts, boys, put watts into them." And that was the courageousness of one of the pastors. His name was James Caldwell. Thank you. Last time we talked about John Peter Gabriel Muhlenberg when he took off his white preaching bands in his black robe, but today we're going to talk about something completely different. We're going to talk about the Minutemen pastor, Jonas Clark, and his right-hand man, Captain John Parker.
This is the Black Robe Regiment
of the French and Indian War. See, they were the commanders of the Minutemen militia, and back, and it was in the time of Paul Revere's ride when he said, "The regulars are out. The regulars are coming." But he goes to Jonas Clark's house. This one in particular, because Jonas Clark had two special guests staying with him, John Hancock and Samuel Adams. And he walks in, and eventually they go to the table and have a little talk. And somebody asked Jonas Clark, "Will the men fight?" Jonas Clark responded with, "I train the men for this very hour. They will fight, and if need be, die." And the very next day, on April 19, 1775, 77 Minutemen faced those hundreds of British regulars. And Captain John Parker, a veteran of the French and Indian War, told his men, "Stand your ground, men. Do not fire unless fired upon.
Preachers of the day.
But if you have a war, let it begin here." And that day, 8 Lexington Minutemen fought and died for the freedoms that we had today. And Jonas Clark and his right-hand man, Captain John Parker, fought in that war until the last man, and that for our freedom, so we can be here right now.
Black Robe Regiment.
I hope you enjoyed the story of Jonas Clark, the Minutemen pastor.
Wow. Satanic organizations, some are people saying in the church, huh?
I have to say one more thing. God prosper the cause.
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, Matthew 21:16, come forth perfected praise. It's interesting, friends, how we are to keep our eyes fixed on the children. We might learn something rather than from the ignorant hirelings in the church that are telling you that these organizations are satanic. Do understand your history when it comes to the Black Robe Regiment, friends, because I'm telling you what, they were bad boy preachers. They're not at all what you see today in America. I was just talking about how when I first got saved, I went up to a youth group. I was asked to give my testimony, and I kept hearing this youth pastor talk, which is unscriptural, by the way. Pastors named one time in the New Testament. That's found in Ephesians 4:11. But what's interesting to note is I just listened to him talk, and I wasn't going to put up with that. And before you knew it, I was studying all these generals of God, the Charles Spurgeons of the world, the John Knoxes of the world, the Martin Luthers of the world, great reformers. And I noticed the distinct difference. And the distinct difference was, one was, these men were embodied by Christ. What I see today is I see them embodied by the spirit of the world. That's why they keep capitulating to the spirit of the world, and they're afraid of the world, and they're afraid of men. And it shows you, friends, who they're submitted to. They show you who their master is by what they fear. And it's really true when it comes down to the nitty-gritty and what I'm saying. Okay, so what I did, friends, is Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." That's in John 14:12. And if God is not a respecter of persons, which I come to realize real quick, then I have the same access, and you have the same access, into the Holy of Holies, Hebrews 10:19-22, to commune with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as our forefathers did, and as our patriarchs of the faith. faith that I'm highlighting even now, just 100 and 200 years back. Folks, if they serve God, God is faithful to 1,000 generations. Again, he's not a respecter of persons. And what we need to do, friends, is let men be raised up under the tutelage of the Holy Ghost rather than by the hirelings of the day who seek land and sea to find proselytes to make them twice as much the sons of hell. Hey, folks, if Jesus Christ is the author of your faith, he'll also be the finisher of your faith. Don't ever forget that. And he's more than able to do just that by the power of the Holy Ghost. Okay? That's how these men were trained up. This is how these men were raised up. Now, I want to say this, too. It tells us in Psalm 71, 18 through 19, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation. Is that your prayer? You know, it's funny because I get people telling me, Bradley, you know, what do you think? You're the savior of the world? I say to them, no, but I'm glad that you see him. And if I'm following the savior of the world, he said that if you follow me, Matthew 4:19, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. But if I follow the Savior, guess what? The Savior's getting off on me as I'm in Christ. And if you see the Savior of the world in me, and I know you mean it towards me as a slang, but the fact of the matter is, it bears witness to the fact that I'm serving Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, who is the Savior of the world. Okay? And that's a compliment. Okay? That's not a slang to me whatsoever. So you're fools for your pain to think that you throwing these kinds of comments towards me are a negative connotation to me. Not at all, friends. I understand where it's coming from, and I'll take it as a badge of honor. Remember in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men were among you for your sake. What do you see today? Do you see men that are assured by the power of the Holy One of Israel? No, I don't know. I just don't know what to do. I better get in there and have a board meeting and see what they have to say. Wait a second. You say that God gave you the vision to lead the church, but you need a board meeting so they can tell you what of that vision is of God and what's not of God. You know, I got to say this. It's a good thing Moses didn't have a board meeting before he brought the children of Israel into the Promised Land. Yeah? I would think that was probably pretty smart because he was the one that was given the vision. And God bore witness on his behalf and on his behalf alone. And that's all that he needed to do. With any other man of God that's truly called by the Spirit of God, he doesn't go up to the apostles or the prophets that were before him like Paul said in Galatians 1. No. He didn't seek flesh and blood. No. He went to the Divine One. He went into prayer. He called upon the name of the Lord God of Israel. And by the way, you always know it's a real call when that's the only place that you can go to find peace in this world while you're at war with it by the Holy Ghost. It's true. It's totally true. If you're not being led back to prayer, you better ask yourself why that is. Get on your knees and ask the Lord to give you the Holy Ghost. If you hunger and thirst for righteousness, the Bible promises that you will be filled. Okay? And it also tells us in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, friends, that if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give unto you the Holy Ghost, to those that ask him? And isn't it interesting? Here's a word of encouragement and comfort, okay? It's the Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of this, friends, of the Black Robe Regiment tomorrow. By the way, we have Dr. Tenpenny, Sherry Tenpenny, coming up with us on the 21st, so don't miss that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.